This is an Aero News Touch and Go for January 22, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. Piper Aircraft CEO Jim Bass has confirmed what was widely reported last month, that 150 workers were laid off at the end of 2008. In addressing officials in Indian River County on Tuesday, Bass acknowledged that number, which had not previously been disclosed, and said more trimming may be necessary in 2009. The Treasure Coast Palm reports Piper was called on by officials to provide details on the story. Bass added that the company intends to pursue further installments of its $32 million incentive package put together by the county and the state to keep the company in Vero Beach, but not until the economy stabilizes. Terms of the deal require the company to maintain certain minimum employment levels and actually increase them in the future, but the plan also included an option to delay receiving the funds in exchange for a commensurate increase in the term of the agreement. Things may soon go from bad to worse for manufacturers of commercial airliners. A recent study by David Strauss, analyst with the investment firm UBS, suggests more carriers are likely to defer their scheduled deliveries this year than was thought just 3 months ago. The Seattle Times reports Strauss conducted a survey of major airlines in October, asking whether those carriers plan to defer orders for airliners in the next year, as the airlines look to slash capacity worldwide. Back then, only 8% of respondents said yes. In a follow-up survey last week, that number soared to nearly 33%. On a brighter note, Strauss noted the manufacturers currently enjoy a healthy backlog of orders, and that an equal percentage of survey respondents said they would move up their deliveries if earlier slots became available through the deferrals of others. Another forecast from Bertrand Grabowski at Germany's DVB Bank projected Tuesday that at least 10% of airliner deliveries now on the books for 2009 will be canceled outright due to lack of available financing. Boeing has said it plans to finance purchases for some of its customers to avoid those cancellations. The forced landing of an A320 in the Hudson River last week has brought an intense focus on the CFM56 5B turbofan engines that were powering U.S. Airways Flight 1549. The National Transportation Safety Board's ongoing investigation has led to some interesting tangents. As ANN reported Tuesday, passengers who flew on the plane 2 days before the miracle on the Hudson reported a loud bang and a temporary loss of power in the plane's right engine on their flight. The NTSB has confirmed reports attributing that event to a compressor stall. Now, Newsday reports that 2 weeks before that incident, the FAA issued an airworthiness directive on that very engine regarding compressor stall incidents. Specifically, the AD calls for more stringent inspections of engines that have exceeded upper operating temperature range limits when the throttles are rolled back from takeoff power. So far, none of those issues have been officially tied to Flight 1549. U.S. Airways announced on Tuesday it's going to send checks for $5,000 to each of the 150 passengers on board Flight 1549. According to USA Today, the money is to help tide those passengers over financially while the airline works to return personal effects that were on the airliner and which are being retained for at least 8 weeks as part of the NTSB investigation. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Marcus Schrenker faces formal charges today. A lawsuit is filed over a California mid-air collision, and the U.S. military gives the Bushes a send-off. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, it's all about bird strikes and their prevention with my guest, Steve Osmick, full-time wildlife biologist at Seattle-Tacoma International Airport. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.